I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up
with Alice, 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. I love that song. That's a Friday song. It's a Friday banger right there. So good. Hi, thanks for listening. We are delighted to have you here. And I wanted to let you know that the Marin County Fair is right around the corner. Starts July 1st. It runs through the 5th at the Marin County Fairgrounds. Live concerts, fireworks, carnival rides. They've got it all. I love that place. I love the... Oh, by the way, they have some really big acts playing this year. Like, I was seeing Linda Perry's going to be there. Sly and the Family Stone's going to be there. Like, they've got some... It's a pretty solid musical lineup, too. There are discounted tickles at... Tickles. Oh. There are some discounted tickles available through June 30th at marinfair.org.
What's a tickle go for these days?
I don't know, but it's worth it, whatever the price is, because...
Agreed.
Who doesn't want a discounted tickle? Call us or text us. We are always here waiting to talk to you. 800-400-3697. And you can email us anytime. Sarah and Vinny at odyssey.com is kind of a general business. You want to send a video or a picture or just go long form with your thoughts on the show. That's the one to use. But... we just wrapped up, the better part of an hour with Anna Runkel, who you can find at Crappy Childhood Fairy on YouTube. And she's a lovely person. I really enjoyed that. I found her story to be really interesting.
Riveting.
Yeah.
And it also, I just want to mention this real quick, because someone out there is going to know the story I'm talking about. I saw a documentary, something, a celebrity that was raised on a commune in Berkeley.
Yeah.
And this was a person who was kind of unfortunately in the same kind of boat. Like their mom or dad or whatever weren't around. They were busy. And this kid didn't have shoes, didn't have the things needed to get through.
We Googled it, but it wasn't. There were a few communes that popped up, but not like a culty thing.
When
maybe
she
someone
said it, I was completely reminded, and I'm seeing visuals.
Oh.
And I cannot get the name of the person who this reminded me of, but this person's mom ultimately married a guy that moved. They moved down to South America, and the youngster ended up splitting. Like going, I have to go do my own thing.
So I did a little research. There is one called the Family International. Rose McGowan escaped the group at the age of 14 with her father and siblings after he realized it's a cult and it wasn't safe anymore. River Phoenix and Joaquin Phoenix and Rain
Summer,
Phoenix
also
had experiences at the same commune before leaving it. So I don't know if that's it.
I don't know either, but either way,
I know
when
those
she
are the ones
that
popped up for me too.
I was like, oh my gosh. Imagine you're in a commune with your mom and she's so wasted and participating in group
love.
Love we'll use, sure. And there you are.
Hungry.
Ugh.
Dirty.
Gnarly story.
Abandoned, neglected.
Very intense.
I know, really intense. But she was, Anna Runkel was just a really great guest. And anytime you've got any kind of problem, like we usually keep it a little lighter than that. In fact, I love that you threw in the, just take a tomato and just squish it right in her face. I love that. The Trader Joe's one. So you can send it to badadvice973@gmail.com. Give us all the details and we'll happily walk you through what you should, what you should do. We'll let you know. Okay, I'm going to start with some of the stuff that is in theaters. You just mentioned Toy Story 5. What year did the first Toy Story movie come out?
This one's hard because most of you know, I didn't have kids till I was 40, so I didn't see any of this crap in real time. Crap, I call it, but it's not.
Right.
I love Toy Story. I'm going to say 90.
Okay.
The first Toy Story.
First Toy Story.
98.
99.
95. That's another point for Bobby.
Wow.
He's racking him up today. Can you believe
I was at least like a couple years into life.
It's over 30 years old. It's incredible.
It makes sense if they're hitting five now and, you know, you
and like, they didn't just rush them out like.
Well, the second one is arguably better than the first one.
The second one is my favorite. I loved it. But I loved the fourth one. And I feel like generally people went, nah, it was a perfect trilogy. They didn't need it. But I freaking love that puppet.
They're all, I love them
so
all.
Much.
Yeah, I don't, you know, the lesson is keep making them.
We've watched Woody and Buzz become best friends, meet Jesse and Bullseye after Woody was kidnapped. Found a new home with Bonnie after Andy went to college, reunited with Bo Peep at a traveling carnival when Woody said goodbye to Buzz to help other lost toys find new owners. And in this one, Woody returns to help Jesse, Buzz, and the rest of the toys deal with the threat of losing Bonnie's love to technology in the form of a frog-shaped tablet lily pad voiced by Greta Lee. That's the Asian chick from the morning show. She wins. I don't think you watched the last couple seasons,
no,
but she rises up through the ranks and becomes the head of her. And she's, I love that actress. She just has this look on her face. She is smarter than you, over you, disgusted by you.
I hate that feeling.
Yeah, she's a,
my wife gets
I love
that,
her.
That look on her face too often.
Mm. So Greta Lee is doing the voice of this lily pad, a frog-shaped tablet named Lily Pad. And all the usual suspects are back. It looks like they're adding Craig Robinson as a GPS-themed hippo, and Conan O'Brien will play a toilet training tech toy called Mr. Smarty Pants. And of course, Taylor Swift wrote a movie, wrote a song for the movie, the number one song in America right now.
I love it.
I knew it. I knew you. Also in theaters this weekend, we had a Hugh Jackman movie called The Death of Robin Hood. Hugh Jackman is an anti-hero version of Robin Hood living in self-imposed isolation until Lil Jon, who's played by Bill Skarsgård, asks for his help protecting his family. Jodie Comer, who is Villanelle from Killing Eve, is also in it as a nun tending to wounded Robin after he's severely injured. I think it might be right, The Death of Robin Hood. That almost might be a spoiler. On your TV, tons of World Cup. This is still early pre-knockout games. They continue this weekend. You can see all of them on Telemundo, Fox, and Peacock. The knockout matches start June 28th. And then the final game will be July 9th. So if you want it, I'm seeing, it looks like 12, 15 games over the weekend. So enjoy.
Oh, there's tons of action. I actually, each night when I get back to my room or I've finished all my stuff, I just put on the TV, flip till I see World Cup, and watch whoever's on. There are games going basically all day
with
little breaks in between.
And they have those too,
yeah.
Stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm. Today on HBO Max, the streaming premiere of How to Make a Killing. This is Glenn Powell, red hot these days. Glenn Powell stars as a guy who decides to knock off all his other rich relatives who are in line to inherit the family fortune before him. Sounds fun.
Doesn't it?
Margaret Qualley is in this as well. So HBO Max. And Sunday at, I think at 6 p.m. our time on HBO, the third season premiere of House of the Dragon.
Did you rewatch any of the last season?
I didn't. I don't need to. I don't want to.
Okay.
I got enough other stuff to watch without rewatching stuff. We wound up watching, I think, the whole fourth season of Stranger Things again. And I was midway through going, I'm going to finish this. And I do feel like this is a good thing for it. But you know what? I would have remembered. They would have reminded me. I don't care that much. I don't know.
You really only need to watch the last episode of the last season because it sets everything up for this one.
Oh.
Yeah. It leaves it like,
well, John will probably want to do that. All right. Maybe I'll do it. Netflix has canceled the Duffer Brothers series, The Burrows, after one season.
So I can stop watching it?
Yes.
Do people like it?
Too. It's okay.
I thought you liked it.
I did like it. It's okay. It's something to watch. But now there's all these new, there's plenty of other stuff. Like I'm going to finish Widow's Bay this weekend.
Oh.
I've got to watch Get Shorty.
You don't got to.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, you could show up without your homework done and no one's going to fire you.
That is true. Bob might be pissed, though.
Yeah, and we don't want any trouble out of Bob.
No.
But I feel like, you know, if you don't.
I try to do my homework. You know, I'll admit it now because time's gone by.
Uh-oh.
I knew it.
You skip.
Which one do you think I and I didn't skip it. I fell asleep halfway through it and never went back and watched it.
I'm trying to think about, I have to think of what movies we've done. Oh, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
No, I watched that. I watched it. Ugh.
Dirty Dancing.
No, it was Black Phone 2.
Okay, I'm not mad about it.
Okay.
I didn't expect that out of you.
How was that, though?
I think it was Halloween.
Yeah, that was like a, I don't even remember doing that one.
Didn't we do a few scary movies leading up to Halloween?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We did Hocus Pocus.
Oh, yeah, I didn't fall asleep in that one. There were ones that I wish I'd fallen asleep in. Black Phone 2. I think I was like, I didn't like it. But I don't like any of them, so... Netflix has canceled the Duffer Brothers series, The Burrows, one season in, and they said they had a 3-season arc, and Matt and Ross Duffer are actually headed over to Paramount. They're like leaving Netflix and going to Paramount. So not only were there not a ton of eyeballs on The Burrows, which is a cute show, it's cute, but they're, you know, they're leaving for Paramount, and Netflix is maybe butt sore over that, so...
Eh.
There you go. If you're watching that, just enjoy this one season because that's all you're getting.
No one wants a sore butt.
I found a story of, it's a roundup of Disney dads rated by hotness and parenting skills.
Disney dads. Okay.
Yeah. These are, oh, by the way.
Yeah.
As I was looking at this, I Googled a couple things and I found an Instagram page that somebody, I don't know who curates this thing, but it's called the, you know, like the DILFs of Disney. And it's all the photos in this account of just like a hot dad holding his kid at Disneyland or a guy.
Oh,
you found it. Yeah, it's some of, like, I see John Legend on there and stuff, and there's people who are recognizable, but for the most part, it's regular dudes doing stroller duty, photographed in all the beautiful areas. And by the way, stroller meet is a big term on this Instagram.
Stroller meet.
So when you're walking your kid, I don't know if you do it anymore.
Well,
you
know, they're, you know, no, they're,
a little
they,
bit older
they
than
walk
that.
Now.
But when a guy is strollering his kid down the sidewalk, some girl's going, well, there goes some stroller meet.
Oh.
And they're not talking about the baby.
Okay.
Yeah. Turns out you're a DILF.
You know, that's a uniquely, I hate to say it, I enjoyed the stroller phase, walking the dog and the kid around the neighborhood. When I moved into her house, I got to know the entire neighborhood. And she's like, what's the deal with you knowing everybody when we go for walks? I'm like, I walk here.
Mm.
I'm walking the kid and the dog and I say hello to people.
A guy with a kid and a dog is a very approachable person. Especially for a woman, because of, you know, like I would not, if a dude's walking down my street, the last thing I'm going to do is be like, oh, hi. It's like the last thing. But a dude with a baby stroller and a dog, a dude to doing down the street, I'd be like, oh, hi. You know, maybe he's got a nice wife, a potential new friend.
Yeah,
it's
an enjoyable part of being a parent, the stroller, but you also, this is kind of trippy as you become a parent. You go through these little blocks phases where strollers are necessary. Mm-hmm. Like we're going to go someplace where that kid is going to, in 2 minutes, go, I'm tired, carry me. And you're going to go.
You weigh 40 pounds.
I can't carry you.
Yeah.
That's a no.
And there's two of you and I'm not picking you both up.
So those are fun. But then you get out of that. It's like when you get out of diapers.
Mm.
You go, oh, my God, I think we're done. We never have to buy them.
We're leaving that in the past.
We never have. And then you break the crib down and now we're in big people beds. Mm-hmm. Like all these phases, and strollers are certainly one of, like, a big phase.
Right. And that, so your youngest is going to be 9 in a couple months here. So that's, they're getting up there.
No, the youngest will be 8.
Oh, she's only 7 now. Oh, I thought of her as being 8. No, I'm sure you're
well,
right.
Don't be so sure. But either way, yeah.
What year was she born?
18.
She's going to be 8.
Okay.
Okay. I think. I don't know. Math, it's hard.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyways, this is, it's a, I am, apropos of nothing, Dilfs of Disneyland is a hilarious.
You like it.
I learned the stroller meat term, and I just did think to myself, well, that is just perfect. Father's Day is this Sunday, so it's time to share a little appreciation for all the daddies. These are the animated daddies.
Okay.
They rate them on parenting skills and whether or not they're a Dilf. So I'll just give you a couple of these. I think it's really funny that King Triton, who I always thought was kind of hot, he's the dad in The Little Mermaid. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't want her to, he's very upset, you know.
Well, he doesn't want her, you know, mix him with the humans.
Right. Even though that's all she wants. They say his parenting is a 5 out of 10. You know, in the end, Ursula got her and all hell broke loose. But they gave him a Dilf rating of 8 out of 10, which I'm with them. Like, he's definitely, I get that he's got a mermaid lower half and you can't really like get a look at the junk or anything. I understand that's a slight, so that's sure, probably why he's only an 8 out of 10.
I'm he's sure joked. There's a zipper.
Or something, right? There's got to be some kind of, you know, sure. There's a flesh flap that things
something,
are hidden in.
Yes.
You know, I saw The Way of Water. Come on. So King Triton is one of the animated dads on this list. Tiana's dad, James, gets the highest overall thing. This is from Princess and the Frog, and I actually am not sure I remember the dad. I've only seen that movie once. I did think it was very cute.
Tiana's dad, I thought was, I thought he died.
I don't know.
They gave him. He did. He was deceased. That's
oh,
status.
As in now she's. Anything you see of him is like him parenting her from the grave.
There's actually not one single Disney movie, Disney Channel, Disney Animated, Disney whatever, that has a happy parents together.
Yeah, he's with her when she's a little girl, but then it kind of fast forwards to, because I love that one.
Yeah, tell
me. It fast forwards to the time when she's working her butt off to try and save money for her own dream
restaurant.
She
wants her, right.
This is the Princess and the Frog, right?
Yes. So do they flash back to him a lot or flash back to the...
He's there early. I don't...
Oh, look how good looking he is.
He is.
Yeah,
oh, he's got like
a
purple heart going and that's...
Yeah.
They give him a 10 out of 10 for parenting and a 9 out of 10 on the Dilfometer.
But it's one of those things where they set it up very quickly in the beginning and then you're in the movie. And so he's not throughout. But yes, he's good.
Well, he made enough of an impact that he's high up on this list. Okay. They're really, these are not in any particular order. Tarzan's dad.
He looks Tarzan, like Hugh Jackman.
You know,
I don't remember
feel
that.
Like Tarzan was raised by the apes, wasn't he? I don't understand that Tarzan's dad.
In the
thing.
Beginning, he has parents, I think. And then
oh,
they abandon
right.
him or whatever.
And don't they maybe even die?
Or lose him? Or I don't
know. Something happens and then there he is in the jungle and he gets adopted by the gorilla mama. Or something. Okay, so he's got, he has the mustache that doesn't have anything on the chin. So it doesn't go down to a full beard, but it crawls up the sides of his face.
Like mutton chops connected.
Yeah,
to
well, him. Yes. Okay.
Maddie, you should grow that.
Yeah, Maddie.
Why? I've already got this beautiful mustache going.
Well, I mean, just shape it up. Just go around the corner. Turn the corner with it.
I appreciate that you're growing a mustache for us. It's a gift that we will not take for granted. Thank you so much.
I should start taking progress
oh,
photos.
Oh, day by day, yes. Get a close-up. Get the sun shining across it. Mm. You know, we can see the length on it.
Yes, please. Mm. Do that.
Tarzan's dad and Tarzan gets a 8 out of 10 for parenting and a 10 out of 10 for the Dilf factor. Mm. You know, he looks rough and tumble. The wife's pretty. Let's see, any other interest? Oh, by the way, I'm going to say I don't want to bang the Lion King.
What?
Mufasa is the highest rated of all of these. He's an animal. He's a lion.
Well, this is Disney. I don't know that they're
but
actually
these are supposed
talking
to be
about you doing
Dilfs.
All the down by that, but they're
he's
not.
It said D-I-L-F. It's
yeah,
right
but,
there.
Well, I know, but you know.
By the way, parenting 10 out of 10, Dilf factor for the lion is a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, among other lions.
Belle's dad. Maurice, I can't even like.
I don't understand.
No, because I don't want to. Like everybody else on here is a human, and then they throw in a lion and give it the highest rating. I don't like it.
He's the king.
Belle's dad, Maurice, great parent. This is Beauty and the Beast, you know. In the book, I want to say she goes to take her dad's place, right?
Her dad is captured by the beast.
By the beast. And I sort of, in order to trick the lovely young Belle to go there and save him before all the petals fall off the rose. So Belle's dad, Maurice, in Beauty and the Beast gets a 10 out of 10 for parenting. And somehow even gets a 2 out of 10. Because he could be her grandpa's grandpa. There you go. That's all I can really, that's all I can squeeze in here. I tried to shoehorn it all in. What do you got coming up, Vin?
Illegal dumping in the Bay Area. They're going to start catching you. Go ahead. More after these.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Ah! Every morning on Alice.
97.3. This reminds me of that Madonna song where the guitar stops and starts.
I love that song.
Me too. What's the name of it? Don't tell me it's so.
I don't know, but I love it. We were playing it for a while.
Yeah, we were.
But it is a cool lick, and it's...
I think it might be called Don't Tell Me. Can you see if you can find that? Because, yeah, doesn't that sound like...
Yeah. You know, you're right. I didn't see it before, but I see it now.
I'm waiting on it. It's Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Oh, there it is. Crank it up. That's cool. I love that. All right.
It's moving such a on. Unique way to use a guitar because we're so used to that Ba-doom. Being the driving, Ba-doom. You know, Ba-doom. Behind in the background or Ba-doom. The. Yeah, it's really
cool. Yeah, it's really cool. I know. And it's like, is that like a noise gate or something? Or did they just chop it up? Or
I would guess
like there's no resonation.
I don't think it's a noise. I think a studio. Yeah, as a person's sort of going, let's mess with this.
Yeah. It's cool. That is a cool song. Anyway, just. It doesn't matter. It's Friday. Coming up at 9, your chance to see Harry Styles at Madison Square Garden.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by BART.
No, BART!
Real people with real stories choose BART.
Okay.
BART connects riders to work, school, family, and fun across the region. Give BART a try. Visit BART.gov/planner. To plan your next trip.
Let's go.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Let's go.
Oh. You didn't want to yell it with me?
You kind of.
Let's go.
Yeah, you kind of took that. That was your take. So I, you know, tried to.
Mix it up.
Real people with real stories. Choose BART. BART connects riders to work, school, family, and fun across the region. Give BART a try. Visit BART.gov/planner to plan your next trip. Let's go. No, you're not.
Oh, now we're going to do it together?
All right.
1, 2, 3.
Let's go. Oh, boy. Oh. We just really.
Never mind.
Didn't the crappy fairy?
The crappy childhood fairy?
The crappy fairy said she took BART here.
Oh, I didn't hear. Oh, yeah. She says she doesn't drive anymore.
Yeah.
Or something.
I didn't hear about the not driving, but I heard crappy fairy say, I can come back anytime. You're right. Oh. I'm right at a BART station.
Perfect.
And we were like, great. You were super fun.
She was fun. She's a nice lady.
I mean, it was serious stuff that she's been through.
Woo! Anna Runkle. You can find her on YouTube. She has advice for people.
I do think some of this mental health stuff that we've talked about, I realize like, on one hand, yes, I fear there's some escapism and some excuse making for people who go, well, I don't have to try. Something bad happened to me, I'm good.
Right.
And I don't like that idea. But I do think that if you can find a way to function in the world where you haven't been able to, a little help
like that can get you there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a really big deal. I hate to think there are people. I've talked to my daughters about this. You get in this one run. Yeah, you can have the tiniest life in the world. You can stay in your house. You can not have a lot of friends. You can watch a lot of TV. You'll be safe, but you will have not had the thrills available to you. The excitement, the joys. Yes,
right.
Ups and downs are real. That's part of living. But you want those ups. You want those thrills. You want to challenge yourself. And you, the feeling of accomplishing a challenge, seeing yes. it and getting over the top of it, whatever it is. Getting
Don't
that
let
job
life
you want,
pass you by.
Getting that partner you want, mm-hmm. getting that thing in your life that you're like, this is what I wanted and I worked hard and I got it. There's nothing like that.
Right.
So anyway,
and you need the downs to see how great the ups are.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch. Oh, geez, don't hurt yourself.
Well, I just went a little excited. The Bay Area is launching a drone war against garbage. Look, I get it. I hate going to the dump. I got to load my car. I got to go to the dump. I got to have cash on me. They only take cash. You got to pay them. You got to unload. And usually the dump is at least 20 minutes from your house.
Yeah, and it smells bad, but sometimes peacocks.
You got to, though, you guys. You can't just throw trash in a place where no one's looking.
Stop. Don't do that. Illegal dumping. Thumbs down.
The Bay Area is going to be launching a drone war against garbage. Surveillance that has nabbed suspected killers and thieves are now going to be used to get illegal dumpers in Oakland and San Francisco.
Oh.
This is a way of making sure that we don't have those piled up messes on the side of
the road. Whose problem is that?
It's a big deal, and mm-hmm. I'm happy to hear that. So this here's your warning, dumpers.
Yeah, dumpers.
Take it to the dump.
I like going to the dump, although the smell is off-putting.
Well, but that's where you take your garbage, you know?
So stinky, though.
I know, but, you know.
I'll just put it here.
There are fines and penalties for dumping garbage Good. In illegal places, but often people pull this off because they've gone to a little faraway location with no one monitoring. So drones and other cameras will now be used to get your license plate, track you down, and bring you to justice.
Yeah.
They don't look for quiet places in Oakland. It's just everywhere.
Oh.
Dumps of stuff.
Yeah, look at
everywhere.
This.
Everywhere.
What am I looking
just
at?
Just a street where they've just
decided this is the new
Someone's
dump.
Someone's pulled over, dumped the things they don't
wow,
want.
Wow, it's everywhere, too. Mm-hmm. That looks like San Rafael. That looks like behind that main drag there.
This
where
is
Shamrock is.
Campbell Street in West Oakland.
Oh. Well, it's a mess. Let's get Campbell Street cleaned up.
So they're going to be surveilling those areas and keeping an eye on it and bringing the illegal dumpsters to justice. I like it. Sucks. Take it to the dump.
Right. Well, we all want to live in a beautiful community, don't we?
And we live in one of the most beautiful places in the world.
Yep.
That's my belief. I love it here.
It's incredible here.
In fact, often when it comes up at home, you know, hey, where should we go on vacation? I'm like, you know where it's great?
Boop. Right here.
It's great here.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
I got to stay. We're doing a staycation soon.
Good.
I'm excited. It's been a long time.
No flights.
No flights.
No nothing.
No obligations.
Right.
Just time off. Ding, ding.
Right. I'm happy for you. Father's Day is this weekend, everyone, and it looks like spending is expected to reach a record $27.9 billion. The previous record was $24 billion.
Oh.
Which was last year. So, and most people, 75% of people say they plan to celebrate Father's Day one way or another.
Yeah.
I've told Mike because I've needed to get my blood sugar down. I just had to quit all of my desserting because I just got carried away and have made it a daily event.
It is addictive too.
Who
like,
does that
when
though?
You start having dessert, you start needing dessert.
Do you have dessert every day though?
No.
Of course not. Anyway,
but if there's dessert
that.
In the freezer, I will find it.
I know
and eat
I have
it.
Finished an entire carrot cake because I'm not
there.
Once,
it is,
but each day I go, oh, I'll have another piece of cake, and then I realize I have eaten a cake.
I have a carrot cake, but
what am I doing? Yeah. Anyway, Father's Day is coming up, and Edie does not want to get it. She's like, I'm making you a cake for Father's Day. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Does she have an easy bake oven? Could she make you a little tiny cake?
No, her and Nona are going to do something.
Oh, and how are you going to be able to resist that cake?
I don't know how I'm going to be able to resist it, but I need to. Anyway.
You don't have to. It's Father's Day. Take a moment to appreciate the hard work you've been doing. You know, you're not cutting out sugar forever.
The top people getting gifts are father or stepfather, husband, a son, brother, friend, and grandfather. You know, Maddie said something yesterday that really, it touched me in a way. And I thought, that's awesome. He was saying that he had a great stepfather and wouldn't mind being a stepfather to some kids of a lady he dates. And I really thought about that on the drive home and went, you know, if you'd asked me that, not at 50, whatever you are, but at 30-something, I would have said, absolutely not.
Those kids are nothing but somebody else's problem.
Well, no, it's not that. It's what happens to, and I saw it, well, yes, but it's also, I saw a friend go through this. He became a stepfather, and he ended up being in an argument with the real father. The real father was like, those are my kids, just so you know, and you don't need to say, and meanwhile, he lives with these kids.
Right.
There has
They're
to be
in
a relationship.
My household.
There's a relationship there that, but you don't, you have to deal with this, the real father is my point. Yeah. And I definitely saw that and thought, I'm not mature enough for that. That could end in a fist fight.
Mm.
Someone talking to me like that. And this person in particular was like, I love my wife and I love her kids and I'm going to do better than fist fight the guy.
Right.
And I thought, good for
and
you.
And probably be a better father.
So anyway, Maddie, I thought that was really neat that you said that yesterday. And I hope.
Because you had a great experience with your stepdad. Right?
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. He's my dad.
I was going to say, didn't you think he was actually your dad?
No, never did think that.
Who was the guy you thought was actually your dad?
My mom's first husband, who she divorced right when I was born.
Mm. Oh, that's who you thought was your dad.
Yeah.
And did you maintain a relationship with him?
Nope, not really.
Oh, okay. All right.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that. Come on.
Fast facts.
Lay it on me. Fast. Let's go.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
The first mention of a so-called dad joke was in 1987, but the concept's been around since antiquity.
A dad joke, huh?
This could be the first ever dad joke from a book of jokes called Philogelus.
Philip, we think we figured it out. We think it's Philogelus.
Philogelus that was written 2,000 years ago. A father asks his son, should I call you my hope or my salvation? Sedellus. And the son said, both. Another father greets him by saying, hi, both.
Oh, hey, both.
Okay, I don't like it. But
well, those are old-timey jokes. I mean, that's, we've honed the craft since
then. The name
I feel
of the...
like, oh, I was just going to say, I feel like dad jokes always get a awkward silence.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of how you know you had a good dad joke.
Uh-huh.
Oh, she's got a point.
Right.
Like that is actually the best and oldest of the dad jokes.
Try and say it again. The name of the book?
Philogelus.
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 Philogelus. Okay. Sled dogs.
Oh.
Wear mascara to help cut down the glare of the sun. And if you thought maybe it's Maybelline, you'd be right. According to one musher, they often use a simple waterproof mascara like Maybelline on their lighter colored dogs, applying the makeup to the fur around the eyes.
Oh.
Not the actual lashes. Kind of like the...
Like a football.
The
smudge
grease
they put.
Paint under a football.
And that's to reduce glare, too.
Uh-huh.
Huh. Hmm. They should get doggy sunglasses going. I mean, dogs must actually, especially a sled dog, like the reflection into the eyes off the snow.
Got to be
over years.
Burn their eyeballs right out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised we don't have
dog sunglasses.
Dog and cat sunglasses. Yeah.
Just are some, you?
Kind of. Considering all the things that people have inventorated.
Yeah, but, you know, trying to keep that on a pet.
Mm. Maybe like a bonnet with a brim, a shade brim. I mean, I'm just looking out for the dogs, man.
Yeah.
They do make them. I've seen them. I've seen
bonnets?
No, the sunglasses.
Oh.
For dogs. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Because like huskies and stuff, a lot of those dogs have the really light iris. I wonder if that.
I think also when people take their dogs like in the back of their truck or somewhere where the dog's head's hanging out, they give them sunglasses so they don't get stuff in their eyes.
Mm. According to canine psychologists, the smartest dog breed is?
Not Labrador.
The Border Collie.
Oh, I thought it was going to be the Poodle.
Poodles are next, followed by German Shepherds, Golden Retrievers, and Doberman Pinschers.
Oh, they're real smart.
Those are the smartest dogs. Mm.
I feel like it's kind of an individual thing. So do you ever come across one of those dogs, you're like, that is a smart, cool dog. And other dogs, like, it doesn't matter. It could be the smartest dog breed. And you're like, that dog is a maniac.
Well, the maniac is often the problem. The dogs that are really smart often need jobs to keep them busy.
Mm.
They can't sit there and be like, Der George.
Right.
They don't have that Der George in them. They're right. Like, I got
to
do something.
I need to be busy. Why aren't you giving me a job to do? I'm eager to work. Mm-hmm. I need to be occupied.
But, you know, labs, they're very loving.
They're loving and trainable, but dumb.
And hungry.
And the best.
So hungry.
They're so hungry all the time.
That's genetic. They don't have the I'm full button in their brain.
And
they'll eat till they explode.
They'll just
this
eat,
is
eat,
why eat. Labs end up overweight, because you love your lab and you look at your lab and you realize the happiest they ever are is when they're eating. Like, I used to look at my lab and be like, oh my God.
For the 1 second you're eating, you're
so
happy.
You are so happy right now.
My dog literally jumps up on all 4 feet like a can. Like, he jumps up straight into the air when it's food time. It's adorable.
Oh.
They're so hungry and so happy to be getting fed.
Yeah, and it is hard to resist.
Yeah.
They're looking at you like, I love you so much, especially when you get
feed
that
me.
milk bone dog biscuit.
Or whatever falls
or
on the
whatever
floor.
Whatever falls. I lick the floor clean for you. I clean the floor every day for you.
Police in California are looking for two teens who rode through a Walmart on their e-bikes. There's footage online showing them speeding through the aisles while shoppers yell at them.
Oh, that's so dangerous.
The teen takeover thing is happening, and I it's almost like those, what were those dances called? Where, like,
flash mobs?
Flash mobs, where, like, everyone's just meandering
going about their business.
And then someone hits play, and all of a sudden, 200 of the 300 people here just start dancing, and you're like, what the? No one told me the mall was going to have a dance party today, but that's, do you remember those?
Yeah, absolutely. There were a couple really great, weird flash mobs where all of a sudden people pulled their instruments out and the whole coordinated dance
Bob,
thing.
Bob, have you ever been in a flash mob?
No, I was a teen when those were happening.
Oh, that's too bad. But you seem to know of them.
Oh, of course. They were a beautiful moment in pop culture history.
Well,
more
now
flash mobs.
Well, now they, you know, it was really quick where they became overdone and then cringy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, this is teen takeovers where they show up places and they just do stuff and you can't arrest us all.
Right.
And this is one of those where these kids were in Southern California. They rode through Walmart on their e-bikes. There's footage online showing them speeding through the aisles while a shopper yells at them. It's unclear if any damage was done. But the idea
they didn't
that,
just grab merchandise off
no,
the shelves
they just,
as they went.
Just being kids. But these scooters are a quick getaway.
Yeah.
We've got a real problem with these in Alameda. at the beach in Alameda.
Everywhere now.
They've been taking over the beach, and like there was somebody got shot at the last one.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was it's nuts. And they've done it like street takeovers. They look have a house party and then spill out on the street and take over the street. And the folks in Alameda don't like them too much.
Yeah, I would imagine. Anyway, the e-bike situation has become a real problem for many, and yet I don't have one yet. I was trying to talk the missus into it and saying, like, we could let Isla use it to go places too. And she's like, well, then that's a for sure no.
Oh.
Like that. I thought I was giving it two pronged.
Now you're giving a range.
Well, I want. I thought this is a great opportunity for you to have her go, you know, to like, say, let's say Taylor's house down the street, mile or so away on the e-bike. And that was the nail in the coffin for the e-bike at my house. Mm. I was pretty bummed about it. I thought we're
sorry.
Because I really want to see how far I can jump on one of those. Like, that'd be epic.
Oh, and now it's over for me, too.
What are you talking about?
I was like, when you come over to my house for the party, I'll put you on my e-bike and you guys, absolutely
yes!
not.
Oh, we're doing
no,
that.
No, we are not doing
God.
It. Oh, my God.
Yes.
You have a couple?
Oh, she's got four of them.
Let's do it.
Oh, I'll bring my own helmet.
Mill Valley Takeover.
Yeah.
Old man Mill Valley Takeover.
Yes.
We don't stop till we hit the Hooters.
Yeah.
You got it.
I really wish there was a Hooter.
800-400-3697. That's the number you can text us at. And Maddie's on the show.
925. Happy Father's Day, Vinny.
Oh,
I'm a dad of four, and it's the best time of my life watching them grow up. My saying was, a bad day with my kids is better than my best day by myself.
I usually say that about surfing, but I would say, yes, I do love being a dad and I love my kids. And I've said to them, like, the best thing that ever happened to me was you guys. And Isla looks at me and is like, I've heard your show.
I really feel like I'm not the best thing that ever happened to you.
Wow.
I got to start watching what I say here. I feel like I'm safe. This is a safe place.
It
Turns
is a
out,
safe place, but people are listening.
Yeah, they are listening. Yep. Mm. Mm-hmm.
A couple brand names for the dog sunglasses, Rex Specs, like Rex, you know? And then they have a brand called Doggles.
Oh, Doggles is adorable.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, my dog.
Let's see here. The Urban Compassion Project in Oakland cleans up the streets with a dedicated team of volunteers. So good on them. Thank you for doing that. It's a mess over there. Eyeliner, by the way, is easier to apply to dogs because it's a lot lighter to carry on a sled as opposed to multiple pairs of sunglasses for the dogs. Less weight means they run faster and longer.
Eyeliner?
Eyeliner. Or
I think they meant mascara.
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 Yeah. Maybe it's, eyeliner.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Just get some smudge paint, you know.
5-1. I went to the drag races on Saturday and saw a dog with shoes, earmuffs, and sunglasses just walking around in Sonoma.
Oh.
Just decided to throw a fit that day.
415.
An outfit.
Oh.
Yeah.
A fit.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
415. The teen takeover is ramping up in Marin Teen, so they ride their e-bikes so that employees can't do anything. Checking in from Fairfax.
Oh. Mm. Hey, Fairfax. I love Fairfax. It's a cute little town.
Hi, Fairfax.
Hi, Fairfax.
408. My nickname is Tigger for my lab because of how he bounces for his dental treats. They do bounce. And bounce and bounce and bounce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Tigger. Harry Styles in New York City. We got a code word for you next.
Oh
my God, that's a great idea.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Alice 97.3.
All morning.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.